enemy!
What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco.
Hello! Welcome to season 3. Oh my goodness, how exciting is this? I am excited to be back in my own little home studio, hanging out with you, being able to talk to you. I am kind of hyped up right now because I'm excited to record the first episode of season 3. Also, I drank a whole bunch of coffee. Also, I took today off of work to do this. So, hola, bitches! Hope you are ready. Let's get into it. Let's play the Breakfast Burrito Friday song.
You know what it is.
Listening, Breakfast Burrito Friday. Happy Breakfast Burrito Friday. We are going to be celebrating Breakfast Burrito Friday all season long. I see no point in dropping it. You know, I was a little conflicted there for a while. Like, do I keep it going? Are people annoyed by this? I'm kind of annoyed by this. Other people must be type of deal. But I found that more people like it than don't. So we're going to keep it around. And regarding that song, my niece Raina, which, hi boo boo, you better be listening, you stupid bitch. Just kidding, I love you. So she told me the Breakfast Burrito Friday song is just a little bit too long. She says there's a point in there where I could have cut it off and I didn't. And I told her to listen to it and like, okay, give me the actual feedback. What part of it? And she never responded. So that's on her. We're keeping the original song for now until she comes back to me and tells me what part maybe to cut off. If it needs to be shorter, or maybe it doesn't need to be shorter. Maybe that's just her. If you feel a different way, I want to hear from you. I got to thank you so much for, you know, just kind of following along with me, not only listening to the podcast, because yes, that means a lot to me. This is my own little project that I'm doing. And it does mean a lot that people actually listen. People have asked about the podcast. When is it coming back? I need new episodes. I miss you. All of that means so fucking much to me. And yes, we are swearing a lot on this upcoming season because that's what we do. It's a podcast. This is my own thing. There are no rules, which I love that part about it. So we're going to have fun with it. If you're watching on YouTube, it is available on YouTube. You see that I'm holding Miko. I've got Miko here with me. I've got my Selena Barbie doll that I opened out of the packaging. She's up on a Barbie stand finally, and a whole new studio setup. I redid everything in this room, this extra like office room that we have, and redid everything. I took up the entire room. I told the boy, I'm like, listen, when you were working from home because of the pandemic, everything like that, I get it. You needed your desk space. I wasn't doing the podcast even yet. But now that I am doing the podcast and you are not working from home, sorry, not fucking sorry, but I'm taking up this room. I love you. I'm taking this room. And he was like, okay, no problem. He does still have a desk. I did give him some workspace, but like he doesn't use it often. So I'm like, this is mine. I'm claiming this room. I'm sorry. This is mine. So I'm lucky he let me do that. Also want to thank you. Those of you who saw my posts on social media, About the stickers. Yeah, I got some Nina Blanco stickers, which is just very exciting. And so thank you so much for reaching out. I was giving them out for free. I was mailing them. There is no merch store. And people have asked, like, when are you going to do merch? I would love to do something like that. I've tried to look into it a little bit and I'm just like not there yet. There's just like too much a part of it and too many different websites and stuff like that. And I just don't 100% understand it. Sometimes then it comes off a little too expensive. And I know in the beginning, like, I'm not trying to make money off of this, right? Like, not yet anyway. If I can monetize this one day, absolutely, I am there. I'm just not there yet. But people have been like wanting merch and stuff like that. So I don't know. I'm thinking I'll start with these stickers. I gave them out for free for now. And as of now, you know, when I do the next round of giveaways, I'll announce it and I'll mail you some stickers and then maybe I'll come out with some other stuff. Yeah, my mind has been going on that. So I'm thinking about it. Thank you to the several people in so many different states that I sent these stickers to. Colorado, Missouri, Illinois, Washington, California, Texas, and New York. So I sent those all out and I've gotten some people to even like post when they've received them on social media. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. Like, I need that. We need that support for this podcast to do anything. I mean, someone asked me, because I've been trying to make, we'll get into this in a little bit, but I've been trying to make some new friends. And someone asked me like, oh, you have a podcast. That's so cool. I love that. What is your podcast about? And I've talked about this in previous podcast episodes before. And I'm like, even still, like, I don't know. It's like a diary for me. This is a diary for me. This is an outlet. This is a release. And if I can provide some sort of entertainment on top of that, I'm cool with it. So that's just pretty much what this is for me. It's just somewhere to put my thoughts, somewhere to crack a joke every once in a while, and somewhere where I can swear on air, a type of on air, because obviously this isn't radio or anything, but putting my podcast out there, it's kind of exhilarating. It's kind of fun. It is available on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. I decided I'm going to stop being petty, and I put it up on iHeartRadio app. Yeah, I didn't get it up on the iHeartRadio app because I was still a little bit salty, but I'm so over it. I'm so over that. And I mean, that's the thing too, for any radio personalities that might be listening. I mean, you know this probably. And if you haven't learned this lesson, you'll learn this lesson is like, don't burn your bridges. And this kind of shit, it happens when you're let go from a company, especially like iHeart and kind of like Odyssey. Like, sorry to throw those names out there, but that's what it is, right? And I've been telling everyone when people, I've been meeting a lot of new people and like, oh, what do you do? You talk about my radio history a little bit. And yeah, I worked for iHeart and then I was unemployed for a while. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm over it. I'm like, it unfortunately happens in iHeart gonna iHeart. That's what I've been saying is iHeart gonna iHeart. And that's what's gonna happen. It's so unfortunate that that is the norm for that company. But that's what it is. And never say never. Like, I'm not going to turn down any future opportunities. Who knows what the future holds for me? I'm just not going to give up on my dreams, my aspirations, what I want for my career and my future self. So that being said, I'm just excited to be back on this podcast and whatever happens, happens. But thank you so much for supporting, listening, following, taking the time out of your day for this. It really does mean a lot. What have I been up to? I've been up to, I don't know, just a lot of work. I started this new job in January. That's going pretty well. Ups and downs for sure. But I've decided that I'm going to keep things separate. We're keeping this separate. Part of that is my decision. Part of that is not my decision, but that's stuff that I'm not going to get into. So my podcast is my podcast, but I am working at a radio station. I do have some on air time. I am doing some things behind the scenes. It's going really well. I do get a lot of like praise and recognition because I work my ass off and I'm kicking ass at work, quite frankly, because I am smart and organized and pretty and I fucking step up. So work has been going great. Outside of that personal life stuff, the boy and I, we're doing really well. We're doing really well together. He is feeling more himself. We talked in season 2 about huge gigantic life changes in him losing his brother, and it was very sudden and it was very sad, and that is not something that you just get over one day. You know, he's still working on it every single day, as am I, both together and separately. It's a lot. That's just not something that you snap out of. That's going to be a lifelong thing that we deal with, and there's going to be highs and lows, and he definitely, especially in the beginning, understandably so, went through some lows, and he wasn't quite himself, and he knows that, and I know that, and we've talked about it, we've worked together on it, and he's done some grieving. He's taken a little bit of time for that, not enough in my opinion, but he has most certainly done some grieving and worked on a couple of things, and he is feeling more himself. And I've been getting him out of the house, which has been good. We've been going to a lot of concerts lately, which has been a perk from work, which has been really awesome. So the boy is doing great. He really is. And he's also kicking ass at work. We feel like Mr. and Mrs. just, we're doing great. We're doing really well in all things, you know, in work, in personal life, and just everything else. So we're doing all right. And on top of that, one of the things, I can't remember if I talked about it. I mean, the last time I talked to you was in March, the end of March, I think, for the last episode of season two, when I talked about the belly button ring, which that I still can't believe that happened. But it did. And one thing that I've been wanting to work on this year for myself is working on friendships, working on personal friendships and working on female friendships. That's just something that I am missing a little bit. And it just has to do with like moving around, and I've just done that enough in plenty of places. And you make friends in different places, and then you move or they move, and people are continuing on with their lives. And some of these friendships you're able to maintain long distance, but long distance anything is hard in relationships or friendships. And some of that just kind of fades away. And then wanting to have friends locally, I think, is important. It's important for me. Like, I need a lot of social interaction. That's just who I am as a person. And I am, I hate to say it, very much my mother. And I need a lot of social interaction. I need face-to-face time with people. And I need friendships. So that's what I've been working on. So you guys, I'm dating, kind of. I am dating women, sort of, on Bumble BFF. If you don't know Bumble BFF, I mean, you're living under a rock, but I'm just looking for friends, right? And so Bumble, I know it's a dating app where the women, you find a dude that you might find attractive or whatever, and then the woman kind of makes the first step in starting up a chat and everything like that. And they have a friends version where if you match together, it's like a fully different profile, and it's a profile to literally just make friends. It's not dating, it's separate. Separate from actual Bumble, it's Bumble BFF. And when you swipe on someone or whatever, you get matched, then you make the first move, or they can make the first move. I guess on Bumble BFF, it's a little bit different. But either way, you can make the first move or start up a chat or whatever. And I've met up with a couple of these girls, and it's been fun, and it's so much like dating. And I'm definitely going to be doing an episode later this year on just Bumble BFF and my experience with that. Maybe I'll get a couple of the girls that I've met to come on this podcast. Some of them have said that they might be interested. So that could be a lot of fun. And with my new podcast setup here in this office, it makes it easier for me to like actually talk to people one-on-one if people do come through. So that's exciting as well. So we'll get to that later on this season. What else is to come this season? I got to host Morning Show Boot Camp and go to Morning Show Boot Camp for the very first time. Morning Show Boot Camp, what is it? Again, we'll do a whole new episode on this, but let me just give you a little briefing, right? I'm not going to leave you hanging too much. So Morning Show Boot Camp, it is this nerdy little radio conference that has been around for forever, for like 30 years. And it has become bigger and bigger throughout the years. And now that it is 30 years later, it's gotten so huge, and a lot of people interested in going, and a lot of people interested in just making subtle changes to only make it better. And I have a friend who is helping with the production of Morning Show Boot Camp, and she asked me, hey, would you be interested in hosting Morning Show Boot Camp? They've never had a host before, but I feel it's needed to help the flow of things. things to help keep us on schedule because things typically go over time. And it would be really helpful to have a pair of hosts. And I would like for you to do it because she's seen me host some other things before. And I was like, hell yeah. So I got to host Morning Show Boot Camp and I got to be like one of the first hosts for this thing that has been going on for 30 years. It was a big deal for me. I mean, a lot of program directors from around the country are there. A lot of on-air personalities from around the country are there. I mean, newbies and people who have been in the business forever. And it's such an amazing place to come together with people who understand this crazy radio thing that I am in this world. And it's different, man. It really is different. So it was kind of a relief to be around people who get it, who understand, who have been through the same things that I've been through. And we're just learning from each other. And I loved every fucking moment of it. It was just a big old radio love fest. That's what I loved about it, is everyone was supportive of each other. You kind of put your ego aside. That's the whole thing. You put your ego aside. We're all here and we're all in this together. So I absolutely loved every minute of it and got super drunk plenty of times through that week. Yep, that's another huge part of it. But we will talk about that on another episode this season. Another thing that happened this past summer, I was not on the best terms with Norma this summer. Yeah, my mom. She and I, we were butting heads a lot this summer. And she and I, the past couple of years, have been really close. I mean, I've always been pretty close with her my whole life. I'm definitely a mama's girl. I still am to this day. Don't get me wrong. And this past summer, and it really upset me that we weren't on the best of terms and we were kind of fighting and things were happening between us. She ruined a very important trip that I was on this summer. She broke my heart on some family stuff. Like, I cried. I was being so dramatic. I mean, I can't help myself sometimes, but I even took like a little video. I took a video of me crying because I was just so upset at what my mom did. And I was like, I guess we'll talk about it on the podcast. And yeah, we weren't talking for a while. And I haven't done that very often with my mom where I'm not on speaking terms with her, but it definitely happened. I mean, I will say that we're okay now. If you follow me on social media, you've seen that like my mom a couple weeks ago surprised me. She came out to Denver. I had no idea. She planned it with the boy. And they got her flown out here and she surprised me for a weekend. And it was good to spend some time with her for sure. And I think she's trying because it was not good this past summer. So we'll do a whole episode on the Norma drama. And I haven't told her that I'm going to do that. So she listens to these podcasts. So it's coming, Norma. It is coming. You better watch your actions around me because I'll put you on blast. Anyway. I just wanted to do this first episode. It's kind of like an introduction of like what I'm doing, what's going on, what to expect this season 3 of the Nina Blanco podcast, and above everything else, to just thank you for being here, for listening to me, for dealing with me, for all of it, for like wanting episodes. That's so exciting. And so I've been trying to like listen to other podcast episodes and like, what can I do? Because it really stuck with me a couple of weeks ago when someone's like, what's your podcast about? And I just didn't quite have the right answer. And I've been telling myself I need to come up with this answer since season 1. So Nina, it's about time to come up with that answer. And I think we're going to come up with that answer together in this season. And I'm going to do some experimental things as well. And sometimes these segments will come up one time. Sometimes these segments will be reoccurring. And I need your feedback. Need it, need it, need it. So this first segment that we're going to throw in, we're going to try it. It's kind of like Get Into It, Yeah. Remember, I did that in the first season. It was just celebrity news at the end of an episode. But I felt like that celebrity news just got so old by the time I actually aired the episode. And people, when podcasts are released, you know, it might be a couple hours. It might be a couple days. It might be the next week that they listen to it. And if I'm doing celebrity news, it's just celebrity news just goes by so quick and so fast, and they've already heard it. So I think I'm going to stay away from celebrity news unless it's something big. But we are going to start News with Nina, and I'll probably come up with some lame-ass jingle if this is successful. But one thing that I do want to talk about celebrity-related is Britney Spears! Okay, the reason why is because she's coming out with her book, right? And so the day that I'm recording this, there are so many TMZ snippets. They got their hands on the book. I need to read it. But one of the biggest things that was in there that has been the news of the day is that Britney Spears got pregnant by Justin Timberlake back in the day when they were dating in the 90s. They had heartfelt talks about it. Of course, there were tears involved, and they've decided to abort the baby, and they're not going to have a baby, and so they never did. But it is just being revealed for the first time that Britney Spears was indeed pregnant by Justin Timberlake, which is just like, oh my gosh. But at the same time, it's not that surprising. You know what I mean? Like, they dated for a long time, and yeah, they were like teenagers or young adults at the time and blah, blah, blah. But like, that's life, man. That happens. And when you're in love and you're in a relationship with someone and you're doing the dirty, I mean, stuff happens. That happens for a lot of people, and they get pregnant and it's unexpected. And it's just like, it shouldn't be a faux pas to even talk about it, because it does happen. And because people don't want to talk about it and put this weird label on it, it's like such a shock. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. And then on top of that, you know, the freedom for women to choose. Am I going to have this baby? Am I not going to have this baby? Now, I haven't read Britney's book, and I could be wrong on, you know, who knows, was even a decision. She might have been forced to do it. She could have been, you know, pressured to do it. Maybe she did want to have the baby. I didn't read this part of the book. I just read the headlines that are coming out. So that definitely makes you wonder. But at the same time, like I said, it's just important to talk about having the option. Having the option that you don't need to have a baby if you're pregnant. Now, I know that's controversial. I know not everyone believes that, and that's fine, because that's your opinion, and this is just my opinion. This is called the Nina fucking Blanco podcast, okay? This is my opinion on this ordeal. So, you know, unexpected pregnancies, don't treat it as such a like, oh my God, and you're not even married. Ugh! And when it comes to having a baby versus choosing not to have a baby, I mean, don't treat it like that either. That's what kind of puts people in weird situations. And that's what puts people in situations of, oh, I will have this baby even though I'm not ready for it and I don't really want to, but I feel pressured to have it because it's such a huge controversial thing. So I don't know, just putting that out there that it's okay. This is America, dude. Like, having options is a good thing. Having healthcare is a great thing. And being able to make a decision for your fucking self is a fantastic thing. So, hot topic. Sorry about that. And another news with Nina. Sorry, like I said, if this thing sticks, I will come up with some lame sound, whatever. But for now, you just have to deal with that. Anyway, news with Nina. Trump, just put him in jail. GOP, just fire everyone. Let's start over. Let's get the dinosaurs out of there. It is what it is. We're not going to get too deep into it because we're trying to keep things lighthearted, but I'm also trying to like cover a couple news headlines, okay? So we're going to keep it at that. The orange man needs to go to jail. If you still support him, I can't. I fucking can't. You need to get your priorities straight. You need to rethink your whole life, and that's what it is. Okay, news with Nina. I wanted to talk about this story with Suzanne Summers. So she did pass away last weekend at the age of 76 years old from cancer. She'd been battling breast cancer on and off like a lot of her life. And most of her fans knew that. I mean, she was the bombshell blonde in Three's Company and people loved her as an actress. And she also has like her business and just everything on the side. She was 76 when she passed. But I feel like a story that people aren't putting out there, or it's just kind of dying down because it's a celebrity and she's an older celebrity and some people just don't care to look into some of the details or read any more stories outside of her like death announcement, which is kind of messed up, but that's just the world we live in, right? But a story that I read the other day like had me clutching my heart. And if I'm like, if the boy doesn't love me this way, then there's a fucking problem. Like, so Suzanne Somers was married to the love of her life. His name was Alan, and they were married for like 40 something years, together for 50 something years, absolute love of their lives, right? And so she passed away and her cancer was progressing. And if you've ever been around anyone with cancer, I mean, you can just tell when things are getting bad, things are getting bad, and you can just see their body, their mind, everything just deteriorate. And so she got to that point and they knew that there was only so much time that they had left with her. And she died 2 days before her birthday. She passed on last Saturday and her birthday was this past Monday. And I found out that her husband, Alan, wrote her a poem talking about their love and talking about the love that they have felt for each other their whole lives and the joy it's brought him and how grateful he is to have a love like that. And he wrote her this poem for her birthday on Monday, but she didn't make it to Monday. So again, if you knew anyone with cancer or saw anyone with cancer, you just know that their time is coming just being around them. And so he knew that her time was coming. And on the Saturday that she passed, he gave her her birthday poem early. So he gave her this poem and she got to read it. She read it in private and she got to sit with it. And then hours later is when she passed. So in my mind, I'm like, oh my gosh, like she knew she was gonna die. He knew he was going to die, but he loved her so much and wrote this poem for her. I'm tearing up. It's fine. And gave it to her on the day that she knew and they all knew that she was going to die. And the last words that were in her mind were her husband's words telling her how much he loved her their whole lives. Oh my goodness. Like, how sweet is that? Are you clutching at your heart? Because I am. And then she died. Like, having his words in her mind. How sweet is that? I mean, it's not sweet she died. Sorry, wrong choice of words. Jesus. But you know what I mean. It's just, you know, it was her time. She knew that. And the fact that she got that gift from him is just a beautiful, beautiful thing. The boy needs to step up his romantic game. He doesn't write me little love letters and notes and stuff like that. He does like on fucking Valentine's Day, which is sweet, and he does put some time into that, and I've kept his stuff. But like, baby, write me a fucking poem. Thank you. Okay. And that concludes News with Nina. Sorry, I'll stop that. Anyway, wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. Season 3, episode 1 of the Nina Blanco podcast. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much if you were listening to Dubs and I on Yeti. We put out a couple episodes the last couple of months. And if you want to catch up on those, Yeti is also available everywhere. On Spotify, we put it up on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, etc., etc. So go check out Yeti if you haven't already. And thank you so much for listening to Season 3, episode 1 of the Nina Blanco podcast. I'll be back with new episodes every Friday for Breakfast Burrito Friday. Love you so much. Thank you. Bye.